Welcome all. It's good to see Sarah back with us. It's good to see Deborah back with us. Brian wasn't going to be here, but unfortunately his daughter is now in hospital, has suddenly been taken quite ill. And so he hasn't gone off to on his trip to Birmingham that he was going to. So we'll be praying for them later. But as I say, welcome to Sarah and Deborah. Good to have you back. Sorry? And thanks, of course, to Stuart and Jean for allowing us to come here. We'll start now without any more ado. The spirit of holiness, wisdom, and faithfulness. Wind of the Lord, blowing strong and free. Thank you.
Spirit of holiness, wisdom and faithfulness, wind of the Lord blowing strongly and free, strength of our serving and joy of our worshiping. Spirit of God, bring your fullness to me. You came to interpret and teach us effectively all that the Savior has spoken and done to glorify Jesus'
As you know, Gillian and Robert are away, and Richard has kindly chosen the songs today, and we're going to go straight into the second one. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation of glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let us come to the Lord in prayer. I don't know about you, but I've been very concerned about the situation for
Ukraine?
Yes, thank you. Right on the ball, yes. And I think the way that the president, leader of Ukraine, was humiliated in a television interview by President Trump, I think was terrible. And I think we need to pray for Ukraine, particularly for all that they're going through at the moment. It's such a shame when this kind of thing happens. And so many, certainly within Europe, have been supporting Ukraine, and to have this kind of opposition is not going to help the relationship between all of the countries in the world. Right there. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the world that you created. And we know, Lord, that from the beginning it was your will that people should live in harmony and peace. And yet we know that that is not what is happening at the present time. We know that there are countries that are at war with each other. We know that there is a lack of working together. And we pray, Lord, that the whole situation will change, that it will change for the better. We pray for the leaders of all nations. Lord, they need your wisdom. They need to know your teaching. They need to have true love for all people, in their hearts and in their minds. And so, Lord, we pray that where there is disunity, where there is hatred, where there is people who are seeking to take the rule into their own hands, we pray that all this may end, Lord, that we might all live in peace, the peace that you give, Lord. For your peace is a peace that passes all understanding. We want to see that peace, Lord, throughout the world. We want to pray this morning for the president of Ukraine, and for those in the Soviet. We want to pray also for those who have been injured, those who lost their homes, those that have had to leave Ukraine itself, and those that are still there and honoring their own country. Lord, be with them all who have been affected, and may better times come. May true unity and an end to the aggression be soon. Yes, Lord, we pray not only for Ukraine, but we do pray earnestly for peace
throughout your world. We pray for our own country. We ask, Lord, that you would guide our people, give wisdom to our leaders, and Lord, be with your church. Yes, your church, which is the believers throughout our country. Be with the leaders and help us, Lord, all to share your love with people who do not know you, with people who seem to not want to know you. But Lord, may we do all that we can to share your love and help to make this country a better country. A country that honors you and that honors all that we stand for. And we pray, Lord, for our own fellowship here. And Lord, as we hear different things within the family, we ask that you would hear our prayers, that you would hear our prayers for Helen, now in hospital, that you would be with our own member here, Brian. Brian, whose activities for this weekend came to a sudden change when Helen became ill. We pray for Helen's healing. We pray, Lord, for Graham and for Deborah. Where they're living is not easy at the moment, because of major road closures. We pray, Lord, that that might soon be put right, that businesses will not suffer, that families will not suffer from all that this is causing at this time. We pray for Sarah. Lord, we thank you that she is with us today. And we pray that you would continue to be with her family and friends. We pray for Jean and for Stuart. We thank you, Lord, for the way that they have kept their faith over many years. And we thank you for the way that they have opened their home for us. We pray for Ginny and for Robert and for the whole family that are gathering together in Brazil at this time. Be with them and bless that family and that gathering. We pray, Lord, for Richard. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to work through him. Lord, we know that he has problems with sight and with healing. And yet, Lord, you continue to work through him in a wonderful way. And we pray that that help will continue, that he will know you're working in and through him. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us as a church. We pray, Lord, that as the willow tree palm opens up in a few weeks' time, that we will be able to continue our witness. But Lord, we thank you that while we're here, yes, we're still able online to share our worship, our love for you, and your love for all mankind. We pray for Bruce. We thank you, Lord, for him and for the way that he makes it possible for the truth of the gospel to go far and wide. Lord, we love you. We make many faults, but we know that you understand. We know that you forgive us, and we thank you, Lord. And we ask that with the power of the Spirit, we may be sure and steadfast in our faith. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless us as we meet together today. May we know, Lord, and may we spread that wonderful peace that you bestow upon us. This and all our prayers we ask in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Let's say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
the power
and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
So now we sing Spirit of God, unseen and filthy, gentle as the dove. Teach us the truth and help us to believe. Show us the Savior's love. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome. We're going to go back and sing the first verse again at the end.
Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as it's a dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe, show us the Savior's love. You spoke to us so long ago, gave us the risen flow. Even in sin, even in truth, God unseen as a wind, gentle as in the dove. search through and help us in thee. Show us a Saviour's love.
To our Bible reading, and Graham's kindly going to share that with us.
Thank you, Graham. This morning's reading is Matthew 4, verses 23 to 25. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and the healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across Jordan followed him.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you'll agree, wonderful that the Lord's love and his guidance has been there for us at all times, even maybe when we've almost forgotten him. So we're going to sing, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, urged and inspired us, cheered us on our way, sought and saved us, pardoned and provided. Lord of the years, we bring our thanks today.
Thank you.
Carrying on with our series, it's all about Jesus. Not easy for us individually, I suggest, to keep that. It's all about Jesus. Series, I hope, will help us to realize how wonderful Jesus really is. I think the reading that Graham brought us makes the subject today quite obvious. We're looking at his healing. How he can, does, and will continue to heal his people. When John the Baptist was put in prison, he fulfilled a prophecy of Isaiah. What was it? Well, he called his first disciples, Simon and Andrew, then James and John, all four followed him. And with him, he went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news, and healing every illness among the people. News about him spread all over, and people brought to him all who were with serious diseases and suffering severe pain, and he healed them all. As the reading said, large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from Judea, and the region known as the Jordan actually followed him. Here we see Jesus using a unique power, proving, of course, once again, that he is God and is love available through him for all people. Jesus gave the disciples these instructions. Matthew 10, verse 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. That was the command Jesus gave to his disciples. Jesus actually heals a man on the Sabbath. And he was criticized, if you mind, for doing so. But Jesus said in Mark 3, verse 4, Jesus asked them this: which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? Oh, that kept them silent, didn't it? They remained silent, we're told. In conclusion, I want to share with you just one more occasion from many others where Jesus is healing. It comes from Luke 5, 17 to 26. One day Jesus was teaching. The Pharisees were listening. Teachers of the law, they were sitting there. They had come from every village in the area of Galilee and from Judea and from Jerusalem. Large crowds, in other words. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on the mat. And they tried to take Jesus to him, into the house. But they could not find a way where they could lay him because of the large crowd. So they went up on the roof and they lowered the man into the house. And when Jesus saw it, he said, "Friend, you saw and you had the faith, and your man is healed." And the Pharisees said, "How can this man do this? He's speaking blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And when Jesus knew what they were thinking, he asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? What is easier to say, your sins are forgiven? Or is it easier to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth and to know, and the Son will know. But the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." And immediately, the man stood up in front of them all, in this large crowd, and he went home praising God. And everyone in the home was surprised. They were amazed. And they gave praise to God then. They were filled with awe. And they said, "We have seen remarkable things today." You know, my friends, we will be seeing, or we'll be seeing miracles next week in what we have to share. But you know, the more that we know God's word, the more that we believe God's word, the more that we put into practice God's word in our lives, we will know more and more about the amazing power of God. He's a great healer. Oh yes, our God is a great healer. We're going to hear some individual cases next week. It's about God's power. And I want us really to believe. But I've had a struggle. You saw it just now. Now and again, I see funny things in the script. The script's there. What I share with you comes from God's word. But of course, Satan loves to kill him. And he's playing around with my sight. But we are conquering it. And with Bruce's help, we've looked at how we can get rid of the funny things that appear on the script. And we thought for today's message, we'd done it, but we didn't quite. But nevertheless, I urge you to believe that Jesus is a great healer. It's not me. What I can do is bring what I believe to be God's word. And that is what is important. Because, well, can you imagine that scene with that paralyzed man? They're all there to hear what Jesus wants to share, but don't necessarily want to believe it, not all of them, certainly. They want to oppose him, but they're there and they're crowded. No one can get in the door. What are they going to do with this poor paralyzed man on this bed? They climb up to the roof and they lower him down. Can you imagine how that must have shocked the crowd? He's there. Jesus has made it possible. The Spirit has used those men to have the common sense to go up to the top and lower the man down. And when he's down, Jesus says, get up. And he does it to show the people. He is the Son of Man. He is the one that has the power, although they say only God can do it. They didn't even realize that Jesus was part of the Godhead. How stupid they were. But you know, we don't understand times, do we? But God understands us. And just as God had victory, Jesus had victory over those who tried to oppose him. God, Jesus, Spirit, the Father, one God will help us and help us to overcome whatever problem we face. But we have to remember that when we ask God for something, we have to be willing from the beginning to accept his will. You know, God's not going to do everything that we want if it's bad for us. He wants his will to be. And we know what it is. It's peace. He wants peace throughout the world. if we're praying for something that is not within his teaching, we cannot expect the answer that we may have asked for. But if we pray, and if we pray within what we know to be God's will, then yes. His will is that all men, all people, all ladies, all men, all children should be saved. And if that's what we're working for, if we are showing love for those who do not see it, if we're praying for homes for those who have no home, there's tremendous things going on at the moment, you know, but to provide homes for people. There's more work going on among the homeless than there has been for a long time. God is at work, my friends. So let us praise him. Let us try to live within his will. And let us accept his forgiveness. I don't know about you. I need his forgiveness. I'm sure we all do.
Yes, right. Thank you, Richard. The one that's in the sheet, we still know that I am God. The second verse, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The third verse, in thee, Lord, I put my trust. We'll sing that one first, and then we'll turn to the other one, which we all have on our sheet.
River and fountain.
And thank you, Richard, for choosing all of these songs. You come to the love of them now. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit.
Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. The beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of the spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of the presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to walk in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance of your heart. Let all my promises curse, all love and love to say yes. Oh, will the future obey you? Whether my energy may to see the joy in your face, and my hope being praised.
Spirit, be with us all evermore.